All right, Hodgie, fire away, because you've got Port Adelaide on your agenda.
Well, we figured out last week that you were just trying to cool the Jets. I saw the most
cool
convincing...
Cool the Jets, mate.
The Jets aren't getting cooled, I can tell you that. I know you're saying that what your defence is going to be is that they only played against Hawthorn, and Hawthorn are a young team, and teams can score against Hawthorn. What I saw in that first half, the skill level, the aggressive nature of the ball use, their ability to, as we sort of touched with Carlton, no composure centre forward, some of the best skills that I'd seen in AFL football in my 20 years, I saw on Saturday afternoon at home. It was as slick a ball movement as I'd seen. And then you look through, and I know we've touched on Butters, and I know we've touched on Rosie, but their last month, they're rated number 1 and 5. Butters 1, Rosie 5 in the AFL over the last month. So there's no more cooling of the Jets, Kane. Port Adelaide are pushing up on Collingwood as that flag favourite.
Let's just wait and see how they go on Friday night. Against just hold
club
on.
Record long, winning
long
streak,
way
isn't
to
it?
Go.
Ten.
Already.
Yeah.
It's already
right.
A club.
Yeah. Already. That's my point.
Todd Marshall makes a big difference. And
when's Dixon back?
Dixon should be back.
Tell me what happens when Dixon does come back, because for the life of me, I don't think you drop Ollie Lord. He's just growing with every game. Mm. He gives a flexibility, can go into the ruck. Is Charlie Dixon potentially going to become their first ruck rather than becoming the...
Not what I saw on the weekend. I thought Lysette was... Like, it's for a battle-hard ruckman. He got dropped early in the year. His last 3 weeks I thought had been really good. They subbed him during the third quarter. That wasn't. That was more of a rest... for the ruckman, considering he was really good. He was had 10 touches in the first quarter, I think. He was really good. So
yeah, I think
him get there dropping.
With Dixon, what it does allow you to do is have a bit more flexibility with Finlayson. So you can actually use him as the second ruck. You can use him behind the ball if you need to when the defence is a bit stretched, as it will be. So Dixon automatically plays. I assume that Lord will be the unlucky one to miss out, but at least they've shown that he's a player, and Charlie Dixon hasn't been that durable. So he's a good backup for them. You wanted to speak about the midfield battle on Friday night, Hodgie?
Yeah, well, if you go through it and you look at the numbers on how Western Bulldogs have been going, Bon and Pally, they lost Dunkley last year. McRae's been playing a little bit more mid-forward. Mm. I thought last Friday night was going to be one of the midfield battles of the year, and Melbourne obviously flexed their muscles over Carlton. But if you look at two of the more informed, Western Bulldogs have lost the last couple of games, but their mids have still been in outstanding form. Street as a ruckman, Bontempelli through the middle, Libbers in there, Bailey Smith's been going more through the midfield. And then you look at the midfield of Port Adelaide, which we've touched on, it feels like we've touched on them every week, but they just continue to impress and they continue to stand out. So is it, if, will you admit this week, if your midfield get over the top of Bulldogs and they have a win, that Port Adelaide should be almost equal flag favourites with Collingwood? Don't worry about calling the Jets.
Just
honest, mate. This is a Monday night. We're an honest show here.
Let's address that. I'm open to the thought, and it would be a great problem to have.
Kane, I've asked you a question. Mm. If your midfield dominates against Bulldogs, who for the whole season Bont is the number one midfielder, for the last month your man Butters and your other man Rosie's rated number 5 over the last month, if they dominate this game Friday night, and they beat Western Bulldogs away at the Bulldogs' home, will you admit to us and agree and say Port Adelaide Football Club are equal flag favourites with Collingwood?
You know what? We'll address that next Monday night.
That's disgraceful.
But for someone who pulls so many punches, tiptoed out of this one.
They got them in gather round in the wet at three-quarter time.
There's that fence, Kane. Get off that fence.
Bontempelli had 10. Willem Drew went to him, and it was Horn Francis and Butters that got Port Adelaide over the line. So they've already beaten the Western Bulldogs through the midfield. It is a big game. Let's discuss that on Monday night.
Bailey Smith, can we just address his kicking inside the forward 50?
I agree with that, Jared. It's the only blemish on his game. Love the way he goes about it. He's a hard runner, gets a stack of the footy. But there was one where he took advantage off Bontempelli's free kick, and he's run wide and actually kicked it out on the full. I'm like, hang on, that's a big call to make. If you're taking advantage off Bontempelli, the captain, one of the best kicks in the league, and you kick it out on the full. Yeah, I don't know, Hodgie. Do you see it as a big issue for Bailey Smith?
I look at Bailey and think everything he does is with intensity. And then he's kicking. He just probably needs to have that little... We spoke about Horn Francis a little bit with his balls inside forward 50. He tries to drill him because he's capable of hitting these really amazing hard kicks. They try and do it every time. And I think Bailey's probably similar to that. Everything he does, his work ethic in and around the ground, his ability to hit those hard kicks are there. But it's almost, as the maturity sets in, it's almost about taking a little bit off it, just sitting him up a little bit and not... not trying to be so aggressive with those kicks. But as far as taking on an advantage off a captain, I reckon Bevo would be all for that. Where they've got a young, energised side where if Bailey thinks this is the right play to do, I reckon they would encourage him to do it because that's the kind of player that he is.
All right, a lot of texts coming through. There's a 9:40 departure flight to Bali tomorrow night with a smiley emoji. Why not a 25-metre penalty for these indiscretions and a 50 for the traditional infringements? Yeah. Some people are questioning the reliability of the lab, Sammy, which I know will offend you. Oh,
not at all. I've got no alignment to the lab. I just take it as gospel. Surely there's science.
We don't believe that, Sammy. We
science
do not
behind
believe
it.
That at all.
Jared Bontempelli has the grand total of one vote in the Coaches Award over the last 4 weeks, but the heat never goes onto the Bont.
No, it's an interesting text. The Bont didn't get too many coaches votes last year, and yet he was rated the best player in the competition. Mm. So the Bont has to do extraordinary things to get himself a vote. So I think he was injured a couple of times. He didn't play that well against the Crows from memory. But I wouldn't have seen these two games before that to comment.
I've got no issue with Bontempelli's form. I think he's been outstanding and wouldn't be concerned about him at all.
No heat on the Bont.
No heat on the Bont. Hodgie giving to Corn is absolute gold. Get off the fence, Corn. Kane is trying to take the pressure off Port.
Yeah, why are you doing that? Why don't you just call
it
yourself?
Well, Corn. Because it's just working nicely for me. Okay, they're just in good
form. Do they really write Corn?
Yeah. Well, have we got the audio there? Have we got the? It was a private sort of joke that Jeff Kennett came on as I interviewed him, and he called me Corn about four times. He sort of got my name mixed up, sort of going half between Kane, Cornsy, and Corns, and sort of came out with Corn. We'll get the audio for you, Hodgie, if you haven't heard it. It is hilarious.
Must be the only person in Australia who hasn't heard the audio.
Hey, Hodgie, should West Coast have flown the flag for their young 18-year-old midfielder who was KO'd?
Oh, I think a lot of players, if they had their time again, would have went and stuck up. But it's not like the old days where flying the flag's going in there and giving the old 1-2. But when you see a young fella in his first year get flattened like that, you would expect a few of the teammates... It's happened in all teams have that. I know when Buddy first moved to Sydney, our first game against Bud was up at Sydney. We had a lot of our senior blokes out injured. Bud come off the bounce in the first centre bounce and ran through Jordan Lewis. We thought it was pretty funny considering they were both mates. Mm-hmm. But then later in the game, he ran through Grant Birchall as well, and not one person went up to him. Gibbo went and pushed him because it was all that mate side of things. But Clarko was fuming and made sure the next time we played that Bud didn't have it as easy. But I think if Simo would have used that as an excuse of helping each other out. This is how you unite a club, not by punching on, but looking after one another when your back's against the wall. And tell you what, if there's a team whose back's against the wall, it's definitely the West Coast Eagles at the moment. Yeah.
They're much better on the weekend. They played a better style of footy. Their energy levels was up and about. Gaff kicks out goal. You know, they may have even hit the front, which would have been extraordinary. Mm. But so some positives there at least.
No, it was good to see them involved in a big game with a big crowd. They had a lot of noise, and Elliot Yeo was awesome to watch.
Like signs of life from Yeo.
His power had returned, and he was everywhere. Like, where's this guy been? And
exactly.
Sort of forget how damaging he can be.
So you're happy with his contract now?
Not happy with Elliot Yeo. He's played one good game in 5 years, Jared. Come on. Let's put some form together. I'm nervous about his body would be my issue. A lot of nominees for the RODs, the return on disposals.
Give us a couple.
Jacob Townsend, good ROD.
Of course.
Marlon Pickett is getting a lot of love. Max Rook's ROD was also pretty damn good. The final against the Bulldogs still sticks in my memory, says Justin in Geelong.
He was a heart and soul, wasn't he?
The early draft picks are huge if you get them right. This is on the back of Wardlaw. Melbourne win a flag with two top four draft picks, Oliver and Petrarca. And I guess that's what we're talking about with North, Hodgie, in the excitement of actually nailing these high draft picks that they've had a lot of.
And the reverse, unfortunately, applies.
The reverse is also true, and every club's got a couple of nightmare examples of that. Luke Hodge is going to stick around. Just finally from you, Sammy, before the break, to go, he's up at the tribunal tomorrow night. Correct?
He is indeed. Yep. Three-match minimum rough conduct charge, as we know, for the high bump.
What's
on Elijah Hewitt.
Your gut feel? Does it come out at three?
Three or
they
four.
Argue four?
I think it'll be the AFL will push for four, Collingwood will push for three, and we'll get one or the other.
What should he get, Hodgie, three or four?
I'd say four. I'd say how they're trying to clean up the game and how they're going with that, not being able to defend yourself, kicking the ball, I'd say they'll look closer to four.
Mm. Jared?
Four for me.
Yep, and four for me. Plenty still coming up in the Bunnings toolbox for Bunnings Trade. Get all your tax time deals and tips. Brett Phillips with the latest from the French Open. The guys are going to stick around. We're here for Kia, the official partner of the FIFA Women's World Cup 2023. And for Macca's, it's a new season for the McSpicy range at Macca's. I want your review of the A-League Grand Final on the other side of this. I'm sure you all watched it, and I didn't even know it was on. That coming up on Sports Day next.